Yeah. Hare Hare. Rama, 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 R അഷ്ടോത്തര ശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്കി ജയം നിഥിലാപ്രഷ്ടം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രതികാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തിസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്കി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദക്കി നാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീ ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്കി പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്കി ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാംകി മായപ്പൂർ ധാംകി മധുരപുരി ധാംകി ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാംകി ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാംകി ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസീദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ശുശീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി നിധി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവദേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവദേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവദേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹ്യ ഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൽ ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവദാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേ മഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവാം ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യത് പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരദ ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൽ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മ ഹൃദയാ ആദികവൈ മുഹ്യന്തി യൽ സൂരയാ തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മ പ്രോജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമത്സരാണാം സതാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവം അത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാമരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭീ തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാതമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഹ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നമ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുപേദമപേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാധരമാജുഹാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയ തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനദോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷദാം സമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനം ഉപയാമി ഉരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൽ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കലവേണുക്കുണിതാതൃദാനനേന്ദോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാ മുരാരേർമധുരിം ന കണികാവി കാവി കാവി നമാവോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിൻ ഇതി നാമിനേ నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణే శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వందే నందవ్రజ స్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్ణశా యాసాం హరిగదోద్గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోవీచరణారవింద పరమాణవే నమః. పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్రశంగ కౌమోదకీ సరసిజం కరుణాసముద్రం రాధాసహాయం అతిసుందరమందహాసం వాదాలయేషమనిశం హృది భావయామి. కోమళం కూజయన్ వేణుం శ్యామళోయం కుమారగ వేదవేద్యపరం బ్రహ్మ భాసదాం పురదో మమాం. మూగం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయదే గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం. ఓం శ్రీకృష్ణాయ నమః. శ్రీమతి రాధికాయే నమః. సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. Continuing from where we stopped last Sunday, we were discussing about the Shukracharya's curse on Mahabali, and later on how Mahabali surrendered everything to Vamanamurti. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukracharya's curse on Mahabali is mentioned that Achiral Brashyade Shriya, that you should fall down from all your opulences. That is what the curse, what Shukracharya has given to Mahabali, that you will be taken away from all your opulences. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is how it is mentioned. Achiral Brashyade Shriya, that all the material opulences what you had so far, everything, including the three planetary systems, you will lose, and because you have disobeyed my instructions. So this is how the curse happened to Mahabali, and Mahabali had to eventually surrender everything to Vamanamurti, which we discussed last Sunday. So Vamanamurti, on the one hand, Shukracharya gave this curse or benediction, whatever you like to call it, has given to Mahabali in this way. But on the other hand, Vamanamurti has given the benediction also to Mahabali. Vamanamurti's benediction was Rikshishe Sarvadohantam Sanugam Sabarichadam, that when you go to Sudalam, I will stand there as your gatekeeper, protecting you and all your associates. That means all Mahabali's family, including many generations before and after. And Sudalam was specifically kept for this purpose, for Mahabali to live. And Krishna has guaranteed this protection to Mahabali. Rakshishe sarvadoham tvam sanugam saparichadam, that everyone will be taken care of by me. In Mahabali was amused by this, because on the one hand Shukracharya is telling him you are finished, on the other hand Krishna is saying you can go to Sudalam and live there happily. So Mahabali a loser now? Mahabali is never a loser. By following the footsteps of By following the principle of Almani Vedanam, that surrendering, offering everything to Krishna, Mahabali was very astute and very shrewd in doing this, because generally everything is very clearly defined in the Vedic tradition, that when you are giving charity, it's understood how to give charity, what is the responsibility of the giver, and what's the responsibility of the person who is taking charity. These things are very clearly mentioned there. Similarly, here also in this situation, Mahabali knew that ultimately the goal of all these sacrifices is to ultimately please Krishna. If Krishna is not pleased, what's the use of all these sacrifices? This was Mahabali's point of view. And it was the same thing like the wife of the Brahmanas, which we find in the 10th canto, that they also felt the same thing. We are sitting here in the sacrificial pandal and cooking all the time for our husbands, Brahmanas. But ultimately Krishna and Balaram come and asked us for some food and we have not given them anything. What is the use of all these things? Exactly the same thing Mahabali felt at that point. Mahabali thought himself that if we do not offer everything to Krishna, when he has come personally, and Shukracharya is telling me that he is the Supreme Lord himself who has come in this Brahmachari form. So this Brahmachari is asking something, and if I don't offer him anything, then what is the point in all these sacrifices? Mahabali's mind went in that direction. And ultimately, if something goes wrong, if I have given everything to this Brahmachari, after all, what can the Brahmachari do? This Brahmachari, Vamanamurthy, if he has accepted my offering, he has only asked me for 3 feet. And I'm so fortunate that in 3 feet, he has measured up the whole 3 worlds. He has measured and taken it away from me. And is that not a credit for me, Mahabali thought. Because after all, if I have given this charity in the right person, to the right person, the person who receives the charity has also got an obligation. The obligation is this, that when you receive the charity, you have to bless the person who has given the charity. So whatever I have given to Vamanamurthy at this point in time, will not the benefits from that won't follow me? This is what Mahabali's question was. And Shukracharya could not answer that question. Because Mahabali was so convinced in his mind that Vamanamurthy, who is Krishna himself, has come and asking me this for something. Has anyone got an opportunity for this? Krishna never comes and asks us anything. That is normal. Even if we go and offer, we are not even sure whether Krishna is accepting or not. This is our situation. But Mahabali's situation is that Krishna is coming here and asking him, Mahabali, give me this 3 feet of land. And Mahabali considered that this is the greatest opportunity I have to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So where did this good intelligence come to Mahabali? This came because grandfather, Prahladama Mandra Namaschakaram, that before he left for war with the demigods, Mahabali did something which nobody else has asked him to do. He went and paid his obeisances to Prahlada. And when Prahlada has blessed somebody, doesn't matter who it is, if Prahlada said Vijayi Bhava and put his hands on Mahabali and told him that nothing can go wrong after that, can it? Nothing can go wrong. Because what is, if Prahlada puts his hand and says something, what does that mean? That is the hand with which he has placed Narasimhamurthy. That means, in other words, Narasimhamurthy is in those hands of Prahlada. In other words, when Prahlada spoke these things, Prahlada Mamandra Namaschakara, that nobody else, Shukracharya didn't tell him to do that. But because Mahabali has done that, Mahabali felt immensely satisfied that the blessings of Prahlada followed Mahabali all the way through. The result was that Mahabali could make the right decision at the right time and act in the proper way, that Vamanamurthy took away everything from him. But at the same time, the result of that charity was such that Mahabali was offered Sudalam for one for this life. And after that, when this particular Manu's time is over, in the next Manu's time, Mahabali was offered the place of Indra's position as the controller of the heavenly planets. So such is the case with Mahabali's contribution, Mahabali's surrender to Krishna. So you can see from a devotee's mercy that one gets understanding what is the right thing to do, how to act properly in all under all difficult circumstances. And even though born in a very demonic family, Mahabali had that good fortune of receiving that mercy from the great soul like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's great mercy has followed through Mahabali. And similarly, this Shukracharya's history is like this. Shukracharya cured this name. His name is, original name is Ushana. Ushana means that he was a spiritual master of the demigods. But once, he took away all the wealth of Kubera. So Vaishravana, in other words known as Kubera, got upset with Mahabali, with Ushana. And he complained about that to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva decided to kill Ushana and came with his trident to kill him. At that time, Ushana, who is current Shukracharya, started meditating on Lord Shiva for protection. But by then, Ushana was taken by his trident. And on the top of the trident, Ushana was sitting there. Lord Shiva was ready to kill him at that time. So he started praying to Lord Shiva for protection. At that time, Lord Shiva took him into the mouth and he went into the belly of Lord Shiva. He stayed there in that belly for a very, very long time. Eventually, he started praying to Lord Shiva to allow him to come out. But he wouldn't let him come out. He said, you cannot come out unless you come through my semen. And he came through his semen. Because he came through the semen outside,
through the Shuklam. Therefore, he is known as Shukracharya. That is how the name, since then, he was called as Shukracharya. So, Shukracharya, the spiritual master of the demons, a very intelligent personality, well-versed in the Shastra, and who knows the all aspects. Therefore, Krishna says, Kavinam Ushanam Kavim, that among all the Kavis, among all the learned poets, I am Shukracharya, Krishna says. To such an extent, Krishna has accepted Shukracharya's position. Shukracharya was given so many benedictions by Krishna. But this is one of them, that in the Ekadasha Skandam and in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, Kavinam Kavyam Alpavan Bhagavadam. Bhagavadam says there, Kavinam Kavyam Alpavan. Srimad Bhagavadam says that, I am Shukracharya among the Kavis. Dvaibhayanosmi Vyasanam. Among Dvaibhayanas, I am Vedavyasa Maharshi. And among the poets, among the Kavis, I am Shukracharya. To make this, for Krishna to say this about Shukracharya, Shukracharya must have done something to please Krishna to such an extent that you will see there that the relationship with Krishna has identified, Krishna has accepted that these great personalities, Brahmanyanam Balisvam Kratushuja Jabayajnyosi Vireshu Partho Bhaktanam Uddhavastvam Balamasi Balinam Dhamma Tejasvinam Tvam Nastyande Tulvibhuder Vikasadadishayam Vastudam Sarvamevam Tvam Jivastvam Pradhanam Yadiha Baradade Tvanna Kinchil Prapanjem. That in the Srimad Bhagavatam, while referring to Krishna's different opulences, Krishna identifies himself with so many great personalities. Brahmanyanam Balistvam. Among all the personalities who have got the great Brahminical qualities. What is that Brahminical quality? What Mahabali has displayed here. I am Mahabali, Krishna says. So you can see how Krishna has no difference. Veda Buddhi he doesn't have. He doesn't think this is all demon, this is all demigods. I will only go with the demigods. There is no such thing in Krishna's mind. Krishna is thinking, whoever has accepted and surrendered to Krishna, Brahmanyanam Balisvam, who has the greatest Brahminical quality? Who has shown? Mahabali has shown. Kradushuja Jabayajnyosi. Among the Vedic sacrifices, Krishna says, I am chanting the holy name. From this you can see how important it is, the process of chanting. Krishna himself certifies in the Bhagavadam that among the different various Vedic sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy name. Kratushuja Jabayajnyosi. Vireshu Parthaham. That among the great heroes, I am Arjuna, Krishna says. Krishna didn't say that I am among the great devotees, I am Arjuna. Krishna says, Vireshu Partha Bhaktanam Uddhavosmi. Among the great devotees, I am Uddhava, Krishna says. So all these great, great personalities in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna has referred to them that they have come to that position because they have pleased me by their activities. So those, Vedavyasa Maharshi says, Sudeva Goswami also says, Sri Shuka says in the Bhagavatam, those who want to follow their footsteps, these great personalities, seeing in them all Krishna's presence, that is the first step in the seeing Krishna everywhere. You start seeing Krishna in these great, great personalities, Mahabali and Shukracharya and Uddhava and all the great, Arjuna and everyone. And eventually one will start seeing in other living entities also the presence of Krishna. So that is how that thing progresses. Brahmanyanam Balistvam Kratushuja Jabayajnyosi Vireshu Partho Bhaktanam Uddhavastvam Balamasi Balinam Dhamma Tejasvinam Tvam Nastyanne Tulvibhuder. Is there any end to Krishna's opulences? Uddhava asked Krishna. Is there any end to your opulences? Nastyanne Tulvibhuder Vigasadadishayam Vastu Sarvam Tvamevam. That everything what you see, ultimately, it is Krishna present in that living entity. There that nobody is separate from Krishna. Nobody can think like that. Vastu sarvam tvameva tvam jivastvam pradhanam. That in every living entity, who is present there as living entity, as the spirit soul, that is also a part and parcel of Krishna. So, like Bhagavad Gita says there, that mamaivamsho jivaloke Jivabhuda Sanatanam, that Jivabhudam or the living entity who are part and parcel of Krishna, Bhagavadam confirms the same thing. That like this,
All these things were spoken by Krishna about Shukracharya and to Mahabali also. So Mahabali gave this benediction to Mahabali was given this benediction by Shukracharya that Ajiral Brashyade Shriya, you fall down from everything, you lose all what you have got. And on the other hand, Krishna says, Rekshishye Sarvadoham Tvam Sanugam Sabarichadam, that Krishna says, go to Sudalam, I'll stand there as a gatekeeper. And Krishna gone there. To, Ravana went there to check already whether is Vamanamurti standing there to check whether Vamanamurti is still there to protecting Mahabali. And Ravana had a good experience and then he came back to Sri Lanka. But apart from Ravana, who else went there? Krishna went with Balaram to bring his elder brothers who were killed by Kamsa mercilessly. They were in Sudalam. Krishna went there and got them back. And in another instance, Krishna had gone there with Maharaj Yudhishthir to Sudalam. This is in the Mahabharata. That Krishna went there with Yudhishthir to Sudalam. And he went there to Sudalam. Dharmaputra was thinking at one point that due to Krishna's mercy, I am doing fairly well. And there is no poverty in my kingdom. There is no short supply of anything. People have no diseases. Everyone is living happily. This, that and the other. Just like a king takes pride in that. When the subjects are living particularly happy in their material life as well as spiritual life, when they have happiness, unbounded happiness, the king feels happy about it. Not like today, that they don't care whether the subjects are happy or not, they have to carry on with their life. But in the Vedic system, the king felt so much responsible for the protection of the subjects. So therefore, that Dharmaputra Maharaj or Yudhishthira Maharaj was feeling extreme happiness in going with Krishna to Sudalam. So when he went to Sudalam, that Dharmaputra thought that Krishna started introducing Maharaj Yudhishthir to Mahabali. Krishna said to Mahabali that this is Maharaj Yudhishthir who has his empire in Raprastham. And from Hastinapur he was administering the whole planet. And under his leadership, the whole society, the human society is extremely happy and live a happy and comfortable life. There is no shortages, there is no diseases, there is no death that happens unless they want. And things like that. So many things Krishna introduced about Maharaj Yudhishthira. Maharaj Yudhishthira introduced all these things to Mahabali, was introduced to Mahabali like this. Mahabali asked Yudhishthira Maharaj that stay for some time in Sudalam and experience here what it's like. Only after that, apparently, Yudhishthira Maharaj realized what his happiness means. It seems that Yudhishthira Maharaj was so much impressed by the facilities in Sudalam and their happiness, what they have experiencing there. Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to start looking at Krishna, what is to be done now. And Krishna was not saying one word. Krishna wanted Yudhishthira Maharaj to understand that not to think that this earthly planet is everything and all the happiness is in this world. There are other places in this creation Krishna has created where much higher happiness, materially or spiritually, exists. And under the rule of Mahabali, although he was the king of the demons, but Mahabali, due to his special service to Vamanamurti, has acquired this special position. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was very much pleased to see Mahabali's way of management, and he came back with Krishna back to Hastinapur. So that instance is mentioned there. And after this, what we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam is there is one chapter, and it is in that chapter that the next incarnation of Krishna is mentioned. That is the after Vamanamurti. Normally, when we talk about Krishna's different incarnations, we will say like this: Malsya Kurma Varahascha Ramo, Malsya Kurma Varahascha Narasimhascha Vamana Ramo Ramascha Ramascha Krishna Kalki Janardana. This is how it is normally taught like this: Malsya Kurma Varahascha Narasimhascha Vamana. Malsyam Kurmam Varaham Narasimham Vamanam. That means the fish incarnation, the tortoise incarnation, the boar incarnation, Narasimha Murti or Narasimha incarnation, and now Vamana incarnation, which we have discussed. So these are five are the first major incarnations. And after that, we have got Ramo Ramascha Ramascha Krishna Kalki Janardhanam. That Rama Parashuram. Then Sri Ram, Lord Ramachandra. And then after that, so first we have got Parashuram and then Sri Ram. And then after that we have got Balaram. So that is why Ramo Ramascha Ramascha. Then కృష్ణ కల్కి జనార్దనం. కృష్ణ కల్కి అనదర్ టూ. సో టోటలీ వీ హ్యావ్ టెన్. సో మత్స్యం కూర్మం వరాహం నరసింహం వామనం ఫైవ్, పరశురాం బలరాం శ్రీరామ్ ఎయిట్, అండ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ కల్కి టెన్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ట్రెడిషనలీ ఇట్ వాజ్ స్పోకన్ ఇన్ ది ఓల్డెన్ డేస్. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ఇట్ వాజ్ స్పోకన్ లైక్ దిస్. సమ్ ఆర్ ది అదర్ ఇట్ వాజ్ టాట్ లైక్ దిస్ దట్ కృష్ణ వాజ్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ యాజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది మేజర్ టెన్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ అండ్ దాట్ వాజ్ కంటిన్యూడ్ ఫర్ ఎ వెరీ వెరీ లాంగ్ టైమ్. అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ మెనీ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ మిస్అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ అనదర్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ లైక్ సో మెనీ అదర్స్ లైక్ మత్స్యం కూర్మం వరాహం నృసింహం వామనం అండ్ లైక్ దట్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో అనదర్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్. దిస్ కన్సెప్ట్ హెస్ గ్రోన్ స్ట్రాంగ్లీ. ద రీజన్ వాస్ దట్ సమ్ ఆర్ ది అదర్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్ వేర్ నాట్ విల్లింగ్ టు కౌంట్ బుద్ధ యాజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణాస్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ బికాస్ he did not follow the Vedic tradition. This is what happens. So many people have appeared in this world. Once you take go out of the Vedic tradition, the spectrum of Vedic religion, then you are lost. You don't get anywhere. That is the situation. So here also we find that because many people, many acharyas were not willing to accept Buddha because he rejected the Vedas. Therefore, many acharyas were not able to count Buddha as one among them. So instead of Krishna, it should have been Buddha there. But knowledgeable people, people who are learned, and many people who have thoroughly scrutinized, their conclusion is that Buddha is actually an incarnation of Krishna. And that is how the ten incarnations come. And Krishna is not an incarnation, but he is the source of all incarnations. That is what we have to remember here. That all these incarnations is coming from in the Srimad Bhagavatam and also in the Garga Samhita. Garga Bhagavatam or Radha Madhava Samhita, whatever that is, the different names it's known in both Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedavyasa Maharshi, in the Garga Samhita, Garga Muni also says the same thing. Garga Bhagavatam, Garga Maharshi wrote Garga Bhagavatam, and in that also Krishna is considered to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the ultimate goal, ultimate truth. So that is why Vedavyasa Maharshi in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam itself, not to give any chance of doubt to anybody, to feel any doubt about it, Vedavyasa Maharshi put it very clearly, Ede cha amshagala pumsam krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not an amsham. He is not a kala. He is the Supreme Bhagavan himself. To make that point very clear, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning of Bhagavatam, Ede cha amshagala pumsam krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Bhagavan swayam, he is the Supreme Person himself. His Supreme Personality is Krishna. That way, without giving doubt to anybody, Vedavyasa Maharshi put it like that. So, you will see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, right now, up to this 8th canto, we have finished the 5 major incarnations. Malsyam, Kurmam, Varaham, Narsimham and Vamanam. Malsya incarnation, we have not spoken yet. Varaham, Narsimham, Vamanam and Kurmam, we have talked about it. But the Malsya incarnation, that is the one chapter which comes in the last chapter of the in the 8th canto. So with that appearance of Malsya incarnation, fish incarnation, the Srimad Bhagavatam concludes almost all the major incarnations. It has given a good coverage of all the major incarnations, and it also wanted people to understand that Krishna, who is the source of all incarnations, it is his expansions that has come, Amshavadaram or Kalavadaram, and so many other less important incarnations mentioned in the 4th canto, like Prithu Maharaj, and so many others, Rishabhadev, Maharaj Rishabhadev, and so many other different incarnations also mentioned in that relationship. So before we read that, before we talk about fish incarnation and appearance of the, because there is a lot of things in that fish incarnation. Bhagavatam gives not only an account of the Krishna's incarnations, it also gives a good insight into the history of this planet. And that is the greatest significance. If you reject Srimad Bhagavatam, and if you reject Vedic literature, and if you write your own history, it could all be full of faults. And that is what it is. Now in the modern days, it is a habit that we create history and we start writing historical books. We not only create history books,
we send them and to the universities and the schools and colleges, and we teach everybody that history and tell them this is the history of this planet. And foolishly, we continue studying that and accepting that, whatever that has been told. And once the brain has gone in that direction, accepting that as the authority, then it will be very difficult to understand what Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about history. We will see that when we talk about the fish incarnations, how much the modern historians, how with their virtue of their archaeological research and with their so-called intelligence, they have tried to create history, although they themselves were not there at that time when these incidents happened. And they have written the history, and they expect others to also to accept that. So, historically also speaking, Srimad Bhagavatam gives you an insight into what is actually history means. Ramayana and Mahabharatam is not actually the mythology. It is actually the history of the planet, history of a great culture that existed for millions and millions of years. It comes from there. And today we have rejected them and we have accepted something else as history. But Srimad Bhagavatam will open up our eyes and make us realize that this history, what you are trying to understand, is not the true history of this world. This history, Vedavyasa Maharshi's effort is in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Sri Narada Muni also says about this. Logasya janatam vidvan chakre sattvadasam hidam. That vidwan, that great personality Vedavyas, he has taken so much effort to compile Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Not only he compiled all the Puranas, he divided all the Vedas into four, and therefore he got this name as Vedavyas. Then he wrote all the Upanishads, he compiled all the Puranas, and then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, and then Mahabharatam also he compiled. Vedavyasa Maharshi's effort is endless. And that personality, Vedavyas, has done so much to this world, and we do not accept Vedavyasa Maharshi's authority. On the other hand, if some great historian has compiled something, we are willing to accept that. This is our unfortunate position. So anyway, Srimad Bhagavatam, those who are impartial and those who have got an open mind to understand the history, for them, Srimad Bhagavatam gives a great opportunity to understand what does history means. So before we go into the incarnation, fish incarnation, and discussing in detail about that, we will have to read a few chapters prior to that in relationship with the incarnation of this Vamana Murthy. And after that, we will discuss the fish incarnation. We stopped at, I think we finished the 18th chapter of the 8th canto. We will continue from the 19th chapter now. Shri Shuka Uvacham Idi Vairojaneer Vakhyam Dharma Yuktam Sasu Nridam Nishamya Bhagavan Prida Pradinam Dedam Abravil Shri Bhagavan Uvacham Vajastha Vaidarjana Deva Sunradam Kulojidam Dharmayudam Yashaskaram Yasya Pramanam Bhagavasambarai Pidamaha Kulavradha Prashanda Nahe Dasmin Gule Kashin Satakrabana Puan Pratyakhyada Pradishutya Yova Dada Dvijadaye Nasandidirte Yudijartin Artidaha Paramukhaye Tumanasvino Nurbaha Yushmal Kule Yadishasamalena Prakhlada Mulbhadi Yato Dubakhem Yato Yato Jado Hiranyashasharan Negamimam Mahim Pradiviram Digvijaye Naminanda Gada Yudaham Yam Minirjitya Gratrena Vishnu Shmodharam Agadam Altmanam Jainam Mene Tadviram Bhujanusmaran Nishamya Tadvadam Brada Hiranyakashibu Pura Gandum Bradrahanam Krudho Jagamanilayam Hare Tamayandam samalokya shurabanim kridandaval chindaya masakalajnyo vishnur maya vinam maraham yado yadoham datraso mrityu pranabhridamiva adoham asyakhdayam pravekshyami paragrishaha evam sanishchadribo sharira madhavado nirvivishe surendra shwasa nilandarhida sushmadehastal pranarendrena vivigna chetaham tasasatha nigedam parimushya shunyam Abashyamana kubido nanada Shmandhyam dishakham vivaran samudran
Vishnum Vijinvanada Darshaviraham. Avasya Nidihova Jamayan Vishnavidam Jagal Bradhami Kadonunam Yadona Vartade Puman. Vainanu Bandameda Vana Mutyuri Hadehinam Ajnana Prabhavo Manyu Aham Manopa Brahmhidaham. Pida Prahlada Mutraste Tadvidwan Dijaval Salaha Somayur Dijalinge Bhyo Deve Bhyo Dal Sayachidaham. Bhavana Charidan Dharmana Stido Grahame Divi Brahmane Purvajai Shure Anyoscha Dhamagirtivim. Tasmal Twato Mahimi Shadune Hamaradar Shabhal Padani Trinidaitindra Samidani Padamamam. Nanyal De Kamai Rajan Adwanya Jagadi Shural Naina Pratno Divai Vidwan Avadarta Padigraham. Sri Baliruvacham. Aho Brahmana Daya Damajaste Vruddhasam Madaha Tumbalo Bali Shamadi Swartham Pratyabhutoyatham Mam Majovi Samara Dhyalogana Megamishwaram Pautra Padatrayam Vrani Deyo Buddhiman Dubadashusham Padatrayam Vrani Deyo Abuddhiman Dubadashusham Nabuman Namu Bavraja Buyo Yajidumarhadi Tasmal Vrittigarim Bhumim Vado Kamam Pradichami Shri Bhagavanu Vajam Yavando Vishaya Prashtasri Lokya Vajidendriyam Nashaknu Vandide Sarve Pradipurayidam Nruva Trabikkamaira Sandushto Dvibena Abhinapuryade Nama Varshasame Nena Saptadvipa Varechayam Saptadvipa Adipadayo Nruva Vainigalyadayaha Arthai Kamair Gadanandam Trishnayam Idineshudam Yatrachayoba Vandina Sandushto Vartade Sukham Na Sandushtasribir Logai Ajidal Mobasadidehi Pumsoyam Samsadar Hedu Asandoshortagamayoho Yatrachayoba Vandina Sandosho Muktayes Pradaham Yatrachalabadushtasya Dejo Viprasya Vartade Tal Prashamitya Sandosha Dambaseva Shushukshani Tasma Trini Padani Mabrani Tadvaradar Shabal Edava Deva Siddho Hamitam Yavil Prayojanam Shri Shugavajam Ityukta Sahasana Havanchada Pradigrihyadam Vamanaya Mahim Dadam Jagraha Jalabajanam Vishnaveshmam Pradasandam Shanam Asureshwaram Janam Chikirshidam Vishnu Shishyam Prahavidam Varam Shukra Vajam, Yesha Vairojane Sachal, Bhagavan Mishuravya, Kashyabadir Jado Devanam, Karya Sadhagam, Pradishudam Dvaidasmayadan Artamajanada, Nasadumanye Daityana, Mahanubhagadonayam, Yesha Destana Vaishwaryam Shriyam Tejo Yesha Shudam, Dasyatya Achidya Shakraya Mayam, Anavago Harim, Trivikramairimam Loga Ashvugaya Kamishyadi Sarvasvam Vishnu Vedatva Mudavartishyase Kadam Kramadogam Padayena Dudiyena Divam Vibho Khamchagayena Mahalam Tartiyasya Kudo Gadi Trishtam Devaragemanyi Apradadu Pradishudam Pradishvatsayo Nisha Pradipadayidam Bhavan Nadadhanam Prashamsandi Yena vrattir vibadhyade dhanam yajnyastava karma loge vrattimadoyadam dharmaya yashasertaya kamaya sujanaya cha panchana vibajanan vibajanvitvamiha mutrajamodade atravyabharhujair gidam shrunume surasattama satyamomidiyal proktam yannetyahanutam hidal satyam pushpavalam vidya atmavrukshasya giyade vrikshe jivadidan nasyal anardam Tatyada Vrachamulam Shushet Dorta de Jiral Evam Masham of the Satyam Alma Shushin Samshayam Paragrintamapurnama Acharam Yeltado Midi Yelkinjido Midi Bruyal Tenereche the Waipoman Bichave Sarvamangurvan Alam Kamina Chalpani Athaidel Purnama Bialpam Yachan in Yatradam Majam Sarvam Nathanudam Bruyal Sadushkirti Shusanbrazaham Streshu Narma Vivaheja Vrityarthe Prana Sangade Go Brahmanarthe Himsayam Nanadam Syal Jugupsidam Idi Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Ashvaskande Vamana Pradurbhave Egona Vimshodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govindam ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം ബലിരേവം ഗൃഹവതി കുലാചാര്യേണ ഭാഷ്വതാം തുഷ്ണീം ഭൂത്വാ ക്ഷണം രാജൻ ഉവാചാവഹിതോ ഗുരും ശ്രീബലിരുവാച സത്യം ഭഗവതാ പ്രോക്തം ധർമ്മോയം ഗൃഹമേധിനാം അർത്ഥം കാമം യശോ വൃത്തിം യുവനഭാദേത ഗ്രഹിച്ചൽ സജാഹം വിത്തലോഭേന പ്രത്യാചക്ഷേ കഥം ദ്വിജം പ്രതിശ്രുത്യ ദദാമീതി പ്രഹ്ലാദിക്കിതവോ യഥാ നഹ്യ സത്യാൽപരോ ധർമ്മമിതി ഹോവാച ഭൂരിയം സർവം സോഢുമലം മന്യേ ഹൃദയലേകപരം നരം നഹം ഭിവേമി നരയാന്നാൻ അന്യാൽ സുഖാർണവാൽ നസ്ഥാനച്യവനാൻ മൃത്യോർ യഥാ വിപ്രപ്രലംഭനാൽ യദ്യദ്ധാസ്യതി ലോകേസ്മിൻ സംപരേതം ധനാധികം തസ്യ ത്യാഗേ നിമിത്തം കിം വിപ്രസ്തുഷ്യേന തേന ചേൽ ശ്രേയക്കുർവന്തി ഭൂതാനാം സാധവോ ദുസ്ത്യജാസുഭി ദദ്യംഷുഭി പ്രഭൃതയാ കോവികൽപോധരാദിഷോ യൈരിയം ഭുഭുജൈ ബ്രഹ്മം ദൈത്യേന്ദ്രൈ അനിവർത്തിഭി തേഷാം കാലോഗ്രസീ ലോകാൻ നയശോധിഗതം ഭുവി സുലഭായുധി വിപ്രശേ അനിവൃത്താസ്തനുത്യജ നധദാ തീർത്ഥമായാദേ ശ്രദ്ധയാ യേ ധനത്യജാഃ മനസ്വിന കാരുണികസ്യ ശോഭനം യദർത്ഥി കാമോപനയേന ദുർഗതി കുതർപ്പുനർബ്രഹ്മവിദാം ഭവാദൃശാം തദോ വടോരസ്യ ദദാമി വാഞ്ഛിതം യജന്തി യജ്ഞക്രതിമിറിയമാതൃത ഭവന്തമാംനായി വിധാന കോവിദാഹ സ ഏവ വിഷ്ണുർ വരദോസ്തു വാ പരോ ദാസ്യാമ്യമുഷ്മേക്ഷിതിമീപ്സിതം മുനീം യദപ്യസാവധർമ്മേണ മാം ബദ്ധീയാദനാഗസം തദാഭ്യേനം നഹിം ശിഷ്യേ ഭീതം ബ്രഹ്മതനും രിപും യശ വാമുത്തമ ശ്ലോകാ നചിഹാസതി യദ്യശ ഹത്വാമൈനം ഹരേദ്യുദ്ധേ ശൈത നിഹതോമയ ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം ഏവമശ്രദ്ധിതം ശിഷ്യമനാദേശകരം ഗുരു ശശാപദൈവ പ്രഹിത സത്യസന്ധം മനസ്വിനം ദൃഢം പണ്ഡിതമാന്യജ്ഞ സ്തബ്ധോസ്യ സ്മതുപേക്ഷയ മച്ചാസനദിഗോ യസ്തുമചിരാൽ ബ്രസ്യസേ ശ്രിയാം ഏവം ശബ്ദസ്വഗുരുണാ സത്യാന്ന ചലിതോ മഹാൻ വാമനായ ദദാവേനാം അർച്ചിതോത് ഉദകപൂർവകം വിന്ധ്യാവലിസ്തദാഗത്യ പത്നീജാലകമാലിനി ആനിന്യേ കലശം ഹൈമം അവനീജന്യവാമൃതം യജമാന സ്വയം തസ്യ ശ്രീമൽപാദയുഗം മുധാ അവനിജ്യാവഹൻ മോദ്നി തദവോ വിശ്വഭാവനീ തദാ സുരേന്ദ്രം ദിവിദേവദാഗണ ഗന്ധർവവിദ്യാധര സിദ്ധചാരണാഹ തൽക്കർമ്മ സർവേ വിഗൃണന്തമാർജവം പ്രസൂനവർഷേർവൃഷുർമുദാനിദാഹ നേതുർമുഹുർദുന്ദുമയ സഹസ്രശോ ഗന്ധർവ കിം ഭൂരുഷ കിന്ന രാജഗു മനസ്വിനാനേന കൃതം സുദുഷ്കരം വിദ്വാനദാദ്യദ്രിപവേ ചകൽത്രയം തദ്വാവനം രൂപമവർദ്ധദാത്ഭുതം ഹരേ അനന്തസ്യ ഗുണത്രയാത്മകം ഭൂഖം ദിശോ ദ്വാർവിഖരാപയോധയ സ്ഥിരം ഹൃദേവ കൃഷയോ യദാ സദാ കായേ വരിസ്തസ്യ മഹാവിഭൂതേ സഹത്വികാചാര്യ സദസ്യ മേതൽ ദദർശ വിശ്വം ത്രിഗുണം ഗുണാത്മകേ ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥാശയ ജീവയുക്തം രസാമനഷ്ടാംഗൃതലേത പാദയോർ മഹീ മഹീന്ദ്രാൻ പുരുഷസ്യ ജംഘയോ പദത്രിണോ ജാനിനി വിശ്വമൂർത്തേ ഊർവോഗണം മാരുതമിന്ദ്രസേനാഹ സന്ധ്യാം വിഭോർവാസസി ഗുഹ്യമൈക്ഷൽ പ്രജാപതീഞ്ജഗനെ ആത്മമുഖ്യാൻ നാഭ്യാം നഭ കുക്ഷിഷു സപ്തസിന്ദൂരുനു ക്രമസ്യോരസി ചർക്ഷമാലാം ഹൃദ്യംഗധർമ്മം സനയോർമുരാരേ കൃതം ജസത്യം ജമനസ്യുധേന്ദും ശ്രിയം ജവക്ഷ സരവിന്ദഹസ്തം കണ്ടേജ സാമാനി സമസ്തരേഭാൻ ഇന്ദ്രപ്രധാനാനമനാൻഭുജേഷു തൽക്കർണയോ കുകുബോദ്യവശ്യമൂർധ്നി കേശേഷു മേഘാ ശ്വസനം നാസികായാമശ്നോശ്ച സൂര്യം വദനേ ച മന്യം വാണ്യാം ചന്ദാം ശിരസേ ജലേശം ഭുവോർനിഷേദം ച വിധീം ച ഭഷ്മസു അഹശ്ചരാത്രിം ച പരസ്യ പുംസോ മന്യം ലലാടേധരമേവ ലോഭം സ്പർശേ ച കാമം നൃപരേത സോംഭ പൃഷ്ടേ ത്വധർമ്മം ക്രമണേഷു യജ്ഞം ഛായാസുമൃത്യം ഹസിതേ ച മായാം തനുരുഹേഷോഷധി ജാതയശ്ച നദീശ്ച നാഡീഷു ശിലാനഖേഷു ബുദ്ധാവജം ദേവഗണാമൃഷീംശ്ച പ്രാണീഷു ഗാത്രൈ സ്ഥിരജംഗമാനി സർവാണി ഭൂതാനി ദദർശ വീരാഹം സർവാത്മനീതം ഭ്യുമനം നിരീക്ഷ സർവേ സുരാ കുഷ്മലമാപുരംഗ സുദർശനം ചക്രമസഹ്യതേജോ ധനുശ്ച ശാർഗം സ്തനയുത്നുഘോഷം പർജന്യഘോഷോ ജലജ പാഞ്ചജന്യ కౌమోదగీ విష్ణుగదాథరస్విని విద్యాధరోసి శతచంద్రయుక్తస్తూణోత్తమ అక్షయ సాయకౌజాం సునందముఖ్యాముపదస్తురీశం పార్షాదముఖ్యా సహలోకబాలాః స్ఫురల్ కిరీడాంగన మీనకుండలం శ్రీవత్సరత్నోత్తమ మేఘలాంబరైః మధుప్రదస్రగ్గుణమాలయావృతో రాజరాజన్ భగవానురుక్రమ క్షితిం పదైకేన బలైర్విచక్రమే నభ శరీరేణ దిశశ్చ బాహుభీం పదం తృతీయం క్రమదస్త్రివిష్టవం నవై తృతీయాయ తదీయమన్నుభి ఉరుక్రమస్యాంగుపరివరిర్యథో మహర్జనాభ్యాం తపసః పరం గదా. ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పరమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం అష్టమస్కందే విశ్వరూపదర్శనం నామ వింశోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం. గోవింద గోవింద. I'll just read one more chapter and then we'll move on to the story of the fish incarnations. Shri Shuka Vajam Satyam Samishabjabhavo Nakendur Hadaswadamadyudiravradobhyagal మరీజి మిశ్రాక్షయో బృహల్ వ్రద సనందనాద్యా నరదేవ యోగినాః వేదోపవేదో నియమాన్వితాయమ తర్కే ఇతిహాసాంగ పురాణ పురాణ సంహితాః యే చాపరే యోగ సమీరది విద జ్ఞానాగ్నినారంధిత కర్మ కల్మషాః వా వందినేయ స్మరణానుభావన స్వయంభువం ధామగదామ కర్మగం అథాంగ్రై ప్రోన్నమిదాయ విష్ణు ఉపాహనల్ పద్మభవోర్హణోదగం సమర్చ భక్త్యా భగ్నాశ్రవా ఎన్నాభివంగేరుఖ సంభవ స్వయం ధాతుకమండలి జలం తదుక్రమస్య పాదావనే జన పవిత్రదయా నరేంద్ర స్వర్ధన్య భూన్నపసి సా పదతీ నిమాష్టి లోకత్రయం భగవదో విశదేవ కీర్తి బ్రహ్మాదయో లోకనాథ స్వనాథాయ సమాదృదాః సానుగాబలిమా జఘ్రౌ సంక్షిప్తాల్ప విభూదయే తోయై సమర్హణే స్రగ్భి దివ్యగంధానులేపనై దూపైర్దివై సురభిర్ సురభిభిర్లాజాక్షలాంగురై స్తవనే శబ్దైశ్చ తద్వీర్యమహిమాంగిదై నృత్యవాదిత్రగీతైశ్చ శంఖదుందుమినేస్వనై జాంబవా మృక్షరాజస్తు వేరీ శబ్దైర్మనోజవ విజయం దిక్షు సర్వాసు మహోత్సవ మఘోషయల్ మహిం సర్వాం హృదాం కృత్వా దృష్ట్వా త్రిపదవ్యాజయాజయా ఊజసోర్భర్తురసురా దీక్షదస్యాత్యమర్షిదాః నవా అయం బ్రహ్మబంధుర్విష్ణుమాయా వినం వర ద్విజరూప ప్రతిచ్ఛన్నో దేవకార్యం చికీర్షది అనేన యాచమానేన శత్రునా ఉపడిరూపిణ సర్వస్వం నో హృదం వర్తుర్న్యస్తదండస్య వర్హిషి సత్యవ్రతస్య సదనం దీక్షదస్య విశేషద నాణ్యదం భాషితుం శక్య బ్రహ్మణ్యస్య దయావదాం తస్మాదస్య వధో ధర్మో భర్తు శుశ్రూషణం జన ఇత్యాయుధాయ జగృహుర్బలే అనుచరాసురాః తే సర్వే వామనం హంతుం శూలపటిషమాణయ అనిచ్ఛదో బలే రాజన్ ప్రాత్రవం జాతమన్యవాః తానభిద్రావదో దృష్ట్వా దిది జానీగమాన్ నృప ప్రహస్య అనుజరా విష్ణో ప్రత్యక్షే ధనుదాయుధాః నందస్సు నందోదజయో విజయ ప్రబలో బల కుముద కుముదాశశ్చ విశ్వక్సేన పదత్రిరాల్ జయందాశుందదేవశ్చ పుష్పదందోదసాత్వదా సర్వే నాగాయుధ ప్రాణాశ్చమం దే జగ్నురాసురీం హన్యమానాన్ సుగాన్ దృష్ట్వా పురుషానుజరేర్బలి వారయామాస సంరబ్ధాన్ కావ్యశాపమనుస్మరన్ హే విప్రజితే హే రాహో హే నీమే శ్రూయతాం వచ మాయుధ్య నివర్తద్వం నన కాలోయమర్థకల్ య ప్రభు సర్వభూతానాం సుఖదుఃఖోభవత్తయే తం నాదివర్తితం దైత్యాం పౌరుషేరీశ్వరపుమాన్ యోనోభవాయ ప్రాగాసి అభవాయ దివౌగసాం స ఏవ భగవాన్ అద్య వర్తదే తద్విపర్యయం బలేన సజివేర్బుద్ధ్యా దుర్గైర్మంద్రౌషధాదిభి సమాదిరిపాయైశ్చ కాలం నాత్యేది వై జనాం భవద్భిర్నిర్జితా హేదే బహుశో నిజరదా హరే దేవేనర్థై సమే వాద్య యుధి జిత్వా నదందినాం ఏనాన్ వయం విజేష్యామో ఇది దైవం ప్రసీదది తస్మాల్ కాలం ప్రదీక్షేద్వం యోనేర్తత్వాయ కల్పదే. శ్రీశుకవాజాం పత్యుర్నిగదితం శ్రుత్వా దైత్యదానవయూధవ రసాం నివిభిషూరాజన్ విష్ణుభాషదాడిదాః అదదార్షసుతో జ్ఞాత్వా విరాళ ప్రభుజగీర్షదం భవంద వారుణై పాశైర్బలిం సౌతేహనిక్రదౌ హాహాకారో మహానాసీల్ త్రోదస్యో సర్వదో దిశం గృహ్యమాణే సురపదౌ విష్ణునా ప్రభ విష్ణునా తం బద్ధం వారుణై పాశైర్భగవానహ వామన నష్టశ్రియం స్థిర ప్రజ్ఞముదారశసం Padani trini dattani bhumir mahyam tvaya asura dvabhyam krandamahi sarva tritiyam upakalpayam yaval sabatya so gobir yaval indu sahoduvi yaval dvashadi varjanyastavadi puriyam tavam padegena maya krando purlogakham dishastano sorlodastudiriyena pashyadaste sumalpayam പ്രതിഷ്ഠതമദാസ്തേ നിരയേ അസമിഷ്യതേ വിഷത്വം നിരയം തസ്മാൽ ഗുരുനാചാര്യമോദിതാം വൃഥാ മനോരഥസ്തസ്യ ദൂരേ സ്വർഗപദത്യഥ പ്രതിഷ്ഠതസ്യാവാനീനയോർത്തിനം വിപ്രലംഭതേ വിപ്രലബ്ധോ ദദാമി ത്വയാഹം ചാഢ്യമാനിന തത്വലീകബലം മുംഷ്വ നിരയം കുതിജിൽ സമാഹ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ദേ വാമന പ്രാദുർഭാവേ ബലിനിഗ്രഹോ നാമ ഏകവംശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ മഹാബലി ഇവൻച്വലി ഹാഡ് ടു ഹാഡ് സറണ്ടേർഡ് എവറിഥിംഗ് ആൻഡ് ഇറ്റ്സ് മെൻഷൻസ് ദെയർ ദാറ്റ് ജാംബവാൻ ഹു വാസ് പ്രസന്റ് ദെയർ അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം ജാംബവാൻ ഇസ് കൺസിഡർഡ് ടു ബി എ ചിരഞ്ജീവി ചിരഞ്ജീവി മീൻസ് വൺ ഹു ലിവ്സ് എറ്റേണലി Because he was present there at that time, Bhagavatam says that he celebrated the surrender of Mahabali to Vamanamurti by beating the drums and and making the whole world aware of what has happened to Mahabali. That's mentioned in the Bhagavatam one thing. Secondly, there is always a misconception about this particular pastime among many, many people. The misconception is that Vamanamurti, by the first measure, he measured Bhulogam and Bhuvarlogam. By the second feet, he measured the all of the Swargalogam, and then the feet went right up to the way to the universe, shell of the universe, broke the universe, shell of the universe, and went into Karanarnava Jalam, which came in to this universe from outside, from the Karanarnavam or the casual ocean. And the third feet, when he wanted to place the third feet, there was no place to put the third feet. Mahabali showed his head to Vamanamurti on one condition, that if you won't get any more bigger, this was the guarantee Mahabali asked to Vamanamurti, that you will give me the guarantee that you will take your brahmachari form, and if that little feet of the brahmachari, that much space, Mahabali said to Vamanamurti, I have got to offer you. So when Mahabali said that, Vamanamurti thought, what's Mahabali talking about? Has he got some space extra apart from what I do not know? This is what going through Vamanamurti's mind. Mahabali put his head down and told Vamanamurti that when he put his head down, Krishna's carrier came there, Garuda came there, and tied Mahabali's both hands at the back, tied very strongly, because now Mahabali was struggling to offer the place for the third feet. So Mahabali had no place to offer. Realizing this, Garuda tied his hands by now. Garuda has already tied his hands before, because according to Garuda, all the place has been measured already. There is no place left. So there's no point in discussing this. Garuda wanted to tie straight away. And he tied Mahabali's hands. Mahabali said to Vamanamurti at that point that if you think that you can retain your original form as Brahmachari, when you ask me that, charity, if you can retain that form, I have some place to offer you. And Mahabali was so fortunate. Mahabali considered that is the greatest benediction that Krishna has given him, that he offered his head to Vamanamurti. But some people say that Vamanamurti has put his feet, pushed him down into Sutalam from there. Bhagavatam doesn't say any of these things. Bhagavatam or anywhere else, it is not mentioned. But then how did it happen? It has happened like that. People have made stories out of it, saying that Mahabali was pushed down to Sudalam and other planets and all that. Actually, Krishna didn't even put his feet on the Mahabali's head, because Krishna said, gave the receipt saying that I have got all what you have given me, offered me in charity, everything has been accounted and I'm satisfied. Krishna gave the receipt straight away. He gave the like credit card swiped through and handed over. In the same way, Krishna said, I've given you guarantee that I've received everything what I have asked for. So after this, that is all Bhagavatam says. Bhagavatam doesn't say that Krishna has put his feet down on Mahabali's head and pushed him down to Sudalam and all that. It's never mentioned anywhere. like that. Anyway, Mahabali, that was the last thing what we hear in Mahabali's case. So as soon as this is over, Vedavyasa Maharshi is now taking us into the next story on the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the story of the fish incarnation. Now, Malsyam, normally as I was mentioning this before, we will say like this, Malsyam Gurmam Varaham Narsimham Vamanam. This is the first five incarnations. Then Parashuram, Sriram, Balaram, and then Buddha and Kalki. These are the five later incarnations. Or the first five and another five. That makes it 10. These are the famous Dashavadaram, or the 10 major incarnations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu released a book known as Gita Govindam. Gita Govindam is so famous among the great personalities, particularly it is a literature among the greatest devotees of Krishna. And Jayadeva Goswami is this particular composition, Gita Govindam, is totally 28 songs in there. And there is a whole history behind Jayadeva Goswami and his wife Padmavati, who had a higher mercy than Jayadeva Goswami himself from Krishna. And their history is very well known. But anyway, in there, in that Gita Govindam, Jayadeva Goswami compiled a very, very, very famous song of the major 10 incarnations. It is from that, and these 10 major incarnations are recited in many, many big temples in the mornings and in the evenings, as known as Sopana Sangeetam. Sopana Sangeetam means that there are specially people who are trained to sing those songs in the particular raga it was written. And they are so well trained in that. This is their only duty, nothing else. They're only responsible for singing these songs of Gita Govindam, written by Jayadeva Goswami, because Krishna relishes them so much. After the offering to Krishna, when the deity doors are open, when people come flocking to see Krishna at the temple, when these songs are sung, you will see Krishna smiling at you, because that is how beautiful those songs are. And in there, Vedanuddharade, Jagandivahade, Bhugolamudbibrade, Daityam Darayade, Balim Chalayade, Kshatrakshayam Kurvade, Paulasyam Jayade, Halam Kalayade, Karunyamadanvade, Mlechan Murchayade, Dasha Kriti Kriti, Krishnaya Tubhyam Namam. Jayadeva Goswami is saying that all these 10 major incarnations, it is nothing but you, Krishnaya Tubhyam Nama. You are the source of all these things. So it is Jayadeva Goswami who has confirmed that Krishna is the first personality who has confirmed that Krishna is the source of all other incarnations. Vedanuddharade Jayandi Vahade Bhugolamudbibrade. Different incarnations. When the fish form, fish incarnations, Krishna has sheltered the Vedas. In the Kurmam incarnation, the tortoise incarnation, Krishna has lifted. Daityam Darayade Halim Kalayade Kshatrakshayam Kurvade Malsyam Kurmam Varaham and Nrsimham and Vamanam. All the different incarnations he has listed. And then at the end, Jayadeva Goswami said that Paulasyam Jayade Halim Kalayade Karunyamatanvade Mlechan Murchayade Dashakriti Kriteem. That who took all these Dasha Kriti Kriti, who performed all these 10 incarnations? Krishnaya Tubhyam Namam. To that Supreme Personality, I pay my respectful obeisances. This is how one of the songs begins. This is the verse prior to the song where Jayadeva Goswami has confirmed about the position of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So from these great personalities we can understand, and also from the teachings or from the literature what the great Goswamis have created for the benefit of the world, we can see that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna's and one who has come to understand Krishna's position as the Supreme Lord of the universe, as we call him as Jagannath, or the Supreme Lord, is also known as Murti Trayeshwareshwara. In other words, he's not only in this planet, in this universe, for example, we have Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, the Trinities. Or in other words, similarly, in other universes also. But
there is some personality who is responsible or who is the proprietor of all these universes, millions and millions of universes. That is why he is called Murti Trayeshwareshwara, he is Krishna. So that Krishna, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jayadeva Goswami and the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, everyone glorifies them in their own way. So Rupa Goswami compiled this and Rupa Goswami wrote describing each and every one of these incarnations in one verse, one verse for everything. Beginning with Pralaya Payodhi Jale, that means living in that, when the Vedas were lost as a fish incarnations, he uplifted them. And he brought when Hayagriva, the demon, stole them from Lord Brahma, the Vedas, at the time of devastation. And that is what we are going to discuss now. So that story of fish incarnation is so important that it has been given the first position, first incarnation, in the composition of Jayadeva Goswami as the Malsa incarnation or the fish incarnations. And this particular song also is so popular that the Srila Prabhupada used to sing this song often on his own and used to relish this very much to his own happiness. That he realized that Krishna's glorifying Krishna through this song was something which was very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada also. So we will sing that song later. But prior to that, the fish incarnation. How did this all happen? That there was a king by name Satyavrata. Satyavrata was his name and he was a king in the Dravida Desham. Dravida Desham means today's, you can say, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Karnataka, all that combined. So Srimad Bhagavatam will tell you so many different incarnations that has happened at different places. Earlier we saw that Gajendra Bhagavan, that is Indradyumna story, happened in the Dravida Desham also. It was in Tamil Nadu that he was performing his penances in the forest of the Sahya Mountains, Malaya Marwadam. He was performing them. And that is where this that particular appearance happened. That Indradyumna, he was a king of that empire at that time, but later on he had to take the form of an elephant in the Tribhudachalam. Similarly, here you will notice this king, Satyavrata. Satyavrata was a king, and as a good Kshatriya king, he was supposed to perform his Sandhyavandanam ceremony in three times a day. So when he went to Grithamala River, Grithamala means, it is also a history behind it. If you travel from Tiruvananthapuram to Kanyakumari, this river comes there. It is known in the locally, it is called Nayar. Nayar means, Gritham means ghee. In Sanskrit, Gritham means ghee. And this river is called Grithamala because originally it was a river made of ghee. And it started at the time of Agastya Muni. Agastya Muni used to perform his penances in the Agastya Mountains. And at that time, this appearance of this river happened. So it goes back into millions and millions of years. And we are talking about a history now, where the Vyasa Maharshi is compiling in the Srimad Bhagavatam, telling us about the appearance of this fish incarnation. Satyavrata Muni, the king Satyavrata, went to this river, which is now called Nayar. And Nayatinkala, there is a place next to that, and that is a township. Next to that, there is a famous Krishna's temple as well. So if you go there, you can see in that particular river that he stood there and he was performing a Sandhyavandanam ceremony. That means they stand up to almost waist in the water and they take water in the hands and offer it to the sun god, who is not offer exactly the sun god, exactly the Supreme Lord who is present there as Narayana, Surya Narayana, who is present in the sun planet. So while offering this, when he took the water, there was a small fish in that, in the hand he saw. There's a little fish in the water. It's not appropriate to offer water when there is a living entity in there. So he dropped that back in the water. He picked up again water. Again when he picked up water, this little fish started talking to him. Why do you, my dear king, leaving me alone like this? Why don't you take me with you? At that point in time, Satyavrata didn't think about it. Why this fish speaking or anything? Anyway, without caring for the fish, he decided that he's asking for protection. And as a king and a Kshatriya, he felt, he said the fish started saying to him, that if you leave me in this water, the big fish will eat me, won't they? The little fish started talking to the king. Satyavrata, King Satyavrata thought,
Immediately he didn't think why a fish is speaking like this. That thought never came up to him, because that is way Krishna's Maya works. That it never occurred to him, how come a fish can speak like this? Fish started speaking, if you leave me alone in this water, the bigger fish will start eating me. So please protect me, he said. So what did he do? He had his kamandalu with him, the water pot. He poured water into it and put this little fish into that water pot. And then he performed his sandhyavandanam. And at that time, fish started asking him, have you finished your sandhyavandanam? From inside, from this pot, he started speaking again. He started asking the king, have you finished your sandhyavandanam? The king started thinking, why is he talking again? By now, he has grown big enough and filled the whole pot inside. He says to king, it appears that I belong to a species which grows very faster, much faster. He says, it grows very fast, so can you offer me a better place to move to? So king thought that maybe you should put him in a larger tub or a big tank and move him onto a bigger bigger tank. When he moved into the bigger tank, within a few minutes he was big enough. The whole tank was filled up with this fish. So again the king started speaking, the fish started speaking to him, telling him that can you not move me somewhere else from here? There is not enough space for me here. So it was only at that time, Satyavrata Muni started thinking, this is a very unusual thing. Normally fish doesn't speak like this. But he started thinking, are you Vasudeva himself who has come like this and started speaking to me like this? Then you will see there that I cannot carry you now. You are so big now. And what am I supposed to do? The next place I can offer you is the ocean. He has already taken into the backwaters. Backwaters is big enough. And that has been filled up now. Backwaters means that where you will find along the seashore, those who are used to the sea sometimes comes in to a certain place and then that makes much deeper. And those places are normally used by the fishermen for boating. And here, he has filled in all that space. So the only space left is now to the sea. So he says there, Yoga Prabhaval. That Yoga Prabhaval, that the king told the fish, let us move to the sea. That's what he said to the fish. And he held the fish, one of the fins, and started telling him, now you start moving, he said. Now the question comes, what, Satyavrata Muni was a great yogi? No, he was not a great yogi. What was he? Bhakti Yoga Prabhaval. That Bhakti Yoga, he was a great devotee. And it is the strength of that devotion that Krishna couldn't refuse to move from there. And king started moving, and the fish started following him. And the fish followed him to the sea. When he moved into the sea, only then the fish revealed his original identity and told the king that I am the Supreme Personality, Vasudeva myself. I have come here because you were glorifying me for so many lifetimes, and this is the time I thought I should appear in front of you. Only then the king has come out of his senses. Up to that time he was always thinking that he wasn't sure who this is. How could a fish speak like this? All these doubts were in his mind. But as soon as the fish started revealing his true identity, he wanted to glorify the fish incarnation. At that point, immediately the fish told the king, no, this is not the time to glorify. This is not the time to glorify. 7 days from now, there will be a devastation. There will be a devastation. It was a partial devastation. After that devastation, Naimittika Pralayam, as mentioned in the Bhagavatam, after that devastation, what will happen is that the whole universe will be filled with water. And you will see me in that water. And 7 sages, the Saptarishis, will come. And when they come, you can tie me to their boat. And you can enter into the boat. Along with the 7 sages, you can glorify me. And this is what was the benediction given by the by the Supreme Lord to Satyavrata Muni. King Satyavrata, accordingly, as Krishna has given him the instruction, 7 days from now it started raining heavily, and after that it started flooding, and the whole thing got flooded and everything was filled with water, and Satyavrata Muni was floating in that water. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find the two instances, a similar situation. When we are talking about Markandeya Muni also, later on in the 12th canto, you will see Markandeya Muni wanted to see the power of Maya. He told Narayana Rishi that, is this Maya what you are talking about? Is it such a difficult thing? This was the question. This was the question raised by Markandeya Rishi to Narayana Rishi. In the Bhagavatam, it is so beautifully mentioned that the thoughts of Markandeya Rishi at that time, it is a finest exposition for those people who do not believe in the presence of Maya, who do not accept that Maya exists in this world. These two stories of Satyavrata Muni and Markandeya Muni are good examples. That Markandeya Muni is much more interesting than Satyavrata Muni's case, King Satyavrata's case. Because Satyavrata's case, there is not much discussed about it. But in Markandeya Rishi's case, there is a lot more discussion about Maya there. But whatever it is, here, our Satyavrata Muni immediately agreed that the boat came, Saptarishi also came, he got into the boat. And he started glorifying, the fish appeared, he tied the boat onto the fish, and the fish started going with the boat all along in the water. All this the king was experiencing. And in that incarnation, in that pralayam or devastation, Brahma also got involved. At the end, all the four Vedas which Brahma protects were taken away from him by this great demon known as Hayagriva. And in that fish incarnation, he killed Hayagriva and retrieved the Vedas from him. That is the importance of these fish incarnations. And he gave this benediction to Satyavrata Muni. What was the benediction he gave? He gave the benediction to Satyavrata like this, that in your next life, you will take the birth as the son of sun god, Vivaswan. And that is why the son of Vivaswan is known as Vaivaswada Manu. So that Vaivaswada Manu is this king Satyavrata, who has given up, who has in his next life accepted, and he became the next Manu. And who was known as Vaivaswada Manu, he is also known as Shraddhadeva. That's another name of Vaivaswada Manu. Why I am saying all these things is that in almost all over the world, when they teach India's history, the way it is taught is that there was people settled in the Indus Valley River on the banks of the river Indus, which is Sindhu River. And these people, they were advanced in civilization. But then a group of people called Aryans came from somewhere from the Middle East. Nowhere in any of the Vedic literature there is any reference to Aryans coming from outside. It is an unfortunate thing that is going on in this world in the name of history making. Srimad Bhagavatam clearly says here, Satyavrata Muni got this next birth as Vivaswan. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, what does Krishna say? That, Imam Vivaswade Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam Vaivaswan Manuve Praha Manur Ichaguve Bravil. That it is to this Vivaswan that I spoke Bhagavad Gita first time, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. So where is the question of Aryans coming from outside? So this is how history is created to divide people. It was the whole intention behind it was to divide the people into two and create the fight among them. This is how the modern historians and the civilization thrives on this. Srimad Bhagavatam, if you accept, Satyavratam, according to the authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam, accepted his next life as Vivaswan, and Vivaswan's son was Manu. Vivaswan's son was Vaivaswada Manu. His son was Ikshvaku. So Krishna says, I spoke Bhagavad Gita to Vaivaswada Manu first time, who is nobody else than Satyavrata Muni. This Satyavrata came as Vaivaswan. So if you do not accept the process of changing this body from one body to another and believe in the reincarnation of the soul accepting another body, there are higher living entities, lower living entities. When people do not know these things, they manufacture their own history, and the whole world has to learn it and accept that. So this is the unfortunate situation. Imam Vivaswade Yogam. So if you can reject Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and accept the version of the so-called modern historians, then good luck. Imam Vivaswade Yogam Proktavanaham Avyayam that this Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that the science of Krishna consciousness, I have instructed Vaivaswan millions and millions of years ago. It came through Ikshvaku. And it is in this dynasty of Vivasvata Manu and Ikshvaku, Lord Ramachandra appeared, which we will come across in the ninth canto. So this is how history can be twisted according without any understanding. If you throw away Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and start writing history based on archaeology, you will get all these kind of histories. This is not Bharatavarsha's history. This is a history manufactured by the so-called historians who have their great qualifications from the great universities, and they expect the rest of the world to accept that for which they have been paid huge sums of money. Imam vivasvade yogam protavanah vyayam vaivasvan manuve praha manur ichuaguve bravil. That Krishna has very explicitly mentioned the history of Bhagavad Gita. Whom should I speak to first? And it is the same Bhagavad Gita I am now talking to you, Arjuna. Krishna says to Arjuna. That is how Bhagavad Gita begins. So, from this you can see that Srimad Bhagavatam gives us an insight to understand what is the reality. What is it? Should I accept the words of Vedavyasa Maharshi? Or should I accept the word of the so-called historian? Whom should we accept? This is the question. That if one has some intelligence and one sees the authority of this great transcendental literature, Bhagavad Gita, which Krishna has given us, and in the beginning itself, Krishna is saying this to us, that this is whom I have followed this system. Evam parambara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu sakale neha mahada yogo nashta parandavaha. That yoga system, what I have spoken to Ikshvaku and Vaivasvata Manu, which has been lost for a long, long time, I am again talking to you. Evam para, which has come by parambara, by disciplic succession. So in other words, it has lasted so long in this world because Krishna wanted that to last here. So it lasted, not for any other reasons. That imam rajarshayo vidum, great, great kings and rulers, they followed this and they have accepted that. Sakale neha mahada yogo nashta varandava. But somehow or the other, due to the influence of time is ultimately Krishna. That due to the influence of time, we have lost this great transcendental literature, which I have again now talking to you. This is how Krishna introduces Bhagavad Gita in the battle of Kurukshetra to Arjuna. So, if you consider the authority of Bhagavad Gita, authority of Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to reject the authority of the modern historians. They have no right to talk about Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam when they do not accept the instructions of Krishna, whether it is in the Bhagavad Gita or in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If you have to fill your belly with a job, fine, good enough, that is good. But if you want to understand the reality of the situation, what Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us through this appearance of his incarnation is this. Vedavyasa is telling us that Satyavrata has been given this next appearance as Vaivasvata Manu and then as Ikshvaku, and in that tradition, this knowledge is sustained in this world. That is how old the knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita is. And today, with 2000 years history, we want to claim the whole history, millions of years, and we want to create history by writing history and presenting it to the world. Millions and millions of pounds spent on this so-called history. When they will not accept Bhagavad Gita, they will not accept Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the situation. So anyway, there is also so many other, this is basically essentially the story of the fish incarnations. And after that, what we find is that why Vedavyasa Maharshi put this story here after the Vamanamurti story. Some of the great devotees, they have analyzed that also. Why is that Vedavyasa found a place for the fish incarnation here in the Srimad Bhagavatam? The reason for that is that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are two personalities who grows suddenly. One is this Vamanamurti and the other one is our fish incarnation of the Malsi incarnation. So when Vedavyasa started writing about this Vamanamurti story, it must have, devotees say like this, that is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, but great devotee's conclusion is, this thought must have come up to him that he should immediately write about the fish incarnation also because of the similar nature. How Vamanamurti grew up so suddenly, in the same way the fish incarnation also he grew up so suddenly. So he decided to present it in the 8th canto itself before closing down that chapter. So in that way, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this fish incarnation is briefly mentioned in one chapter. In one chapter, Vedavyasa has put this in because Sukadeva Goswami was looking at the watch. Time was running out. And there wasn't much time left. So Sukadeva Goswami realized that if he doesn't rush up, he will not be able to talk about Krishna. So knowing all these things very well, Sukadeva Goswami was started rushing into the ninth canto. And that is that rushing mood you will find in this last chapter. When you read Bhagavatam, you will notice it there. That he wanted to finish this fish incarnations very quickly. And ultimately Sudeva Goswami got up from his seat, and he offered his prayers to a full dandavad or full obeisances to this fish incarnations. What does he say? Pralaya bayasi dhadu supta shakter mukhebhya shudiganam abanidam pratyubadatta hatvaham didijamagata yadhyom brahma satyam vradanam tamaham akhila hedum jinmameenam nadosmeem pralaya bayasi dhadu supta shakter mukhebhyam shudiganam abanidam pratyubadatta hatvaham didijamagata yadhyom brahma satyam vradanam tamahamakilahedam jinmameenam nadosmeem. That was the last offering of the Malsimurti. Like Vamanamurti for this form of Malsi incarnation. Fish incarnation is Malsimurti. This is how he paid his obeisances to Sudeva Goswami. Got up from his seat and he offered his obeisances to the fish incarnation in this way at that time, and moved on to the ninth canto. So you will see here that in the eighth canto, Vamana Avataram, and also now the Malsya Avataram is also mentioned. So many Manus' lifetime is already covered. In this eighth canto is full of history of the different Manus who rule this planet. And in that Manu's time, that important things only Sudeva Goswami has picked up. He didn't want to talk about everything because of the shortage of time. And he had still in his mind that now entering into the ninth canto, where Lord Ramchandra's story is going to appear, and after that, Sudeva Goswami had no patience. He was rushing to come to the tenth canto. And in the ninth canto, you will see that even Lord Ramchandra's appearance, where Sudeva Goswami has covered in a very short two chapters. In two chapters, he managed to cover whole of Ramchandra's story, which Valmiki has taken 24,000 verses. And that is how he had to summarize everything. But the beauty of whole thing is that even though he summarizes 24,000 Valmiki Ramayanam into two chapters, running into something like 100 or 120 verses, in these 120 verses, he has covered everything what Valmiki had to say in the Ramayanam, the Ramayanam story in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the beauty. This is the great mercy Krishna has given to Sudeva Goswami. Why? Because in the beginning, if you remember, that he was praying to Krishna like this. What was he praying? He was praying to Krishna that if I have to talk about you and glorify you all in incarnations, unless you come and decorate my words, I will not be able to do that. And that is why he said that specifically told Krishna that please come and decorate my words. This was the request from Sudeva Goswami to Krishna. And did he decorate? He did. From then on, it was a continuous flow of the Srimad Bhagavatam from there. So that all you can see in the ninth canto, in this eighth canto. So before we move on to the ninth canto next Sunday, I have to still read 22 and 23 and 24. Three chapters I have to read. So at least let me read one chapter and then we will try to have some questions or anything. We will start at 21 now. 21. Shri Shuka Vajam Evam Prakrito Rajan Bilir Bhagavata Suraha Vidyamano Bhyabhinnalpa Pratyaha Viklamam Vajam Balirvaja, Edutta Mashloga Bhavanam Eridam, Vajo Viligam Saravadya Manyade,
കരോന്നുർദന്തന്ന ഭവേൽ പ്രളംബനം പദം തൃതീയം കുരുശേഷ്ണമേ നിജം ഭിമേമിനാഹം നിരയാൽ പദച്യുതോ നാശബന്ധാദ്വസനാ ദുരതയാൽ നൈവാർത്ഥ കൃച്ഛാൽ ഭവതോ വിനിഗ്രഹാൽ അസാധുവാദാൽ മുദ്വിജേയഥാം പുംസാം ശ്ലാഘ്യതമം മന്യേ ദണ്ഡമർഹത്തമാർപ്പിതം യം നമാതാ പിതാ ഭ്രാതാ സുഹൃദശ്ചാന്തിഷന്ധി ത്വം നൂനമസുരാണാം പാരോക്ഷപരമോ ഗുരു യോനോ ഏകമധാന്ധാനം വിഭ്രംശം ചക്ഷുരാദിശൽ യസ്മിൻ വൈരാനുബന്ധേന രൂഢേന വിഭുദേതര ബഹവോ ലേഭിരേ സിദ്ധ്യം യാമുകൈകാന്തയോഗിനാഃ തേനാഹം നിഗൃഹീതോസ്മി ഭവതാ ഭൂരികർമ്മണ ബദ്ധശ്ച വാരുണൈ പാശേർ അതിവ്രീഡേ നവ്യഥേ പിതാമഹോമേ ഭവദീയ സമ്മതം പ്രഹ്ലാദമാവിഷ്കൃത സാധുവാദ ഭവദ്വിപക്ഷേണ വിചിത്ര വൈശസം സംപ്രാപിതസ്വൽ പരമസ്വപിത്രാഃ കിമാത്മനാനേ ജഹാദിയോന്തന കിം രിക്തഹാരേ സുജനാഖ്യുതസ്വി കിം ജയയാ സംസതി ഹേതുഭൂതയ മർത്യസ്യ ഗേഹൈ കിമിഹായുഷോ വ്യയാഃ ഇത്തം സനിശ്ചിത്യ പിതാമഹോ മഹാൻ അഗാധബോധോ ഭവത പദപത്മം ധ്രുവം പ്രവേദേഹ കുതോഭയം ജനാൽ ഭീതസ്വപക്ഷ ക്ഷപണസ്യ സത്തമാഃ അതാഹമപ്യാത്മരിപോസ്തവാന്തികം ദൈവേന നീതപ്രസദം ത്യാജിതശ്രീ ഇതം കൃതാന്തന്തികവർത്തി ജീവിതം യാ ധ്രുവം സ്തബ്ദമതിർന്ന ബുദ്ധ്യതേ ശ്രീശുഭവാചാം തസ്യേ സംഭാഷമാണസ്യ പ്രഹ്ലാദോ ഭഗവൽപ്രിയ ആജഗാമഗുരുശ്രേഷ്ഠ രാഗാപദൈവോത്ഥിതം തമിന്ദ്രസേന സുപിതാമഹം ശ്രിയ വിരാജമാനം നളിനായ നേക്ഷണം പ്രദം ശുപ്രംശം പ്രാംശം പിശങ്കാംബരമഞ്ജത അഞ്ജനത്വിഷം പ്രളംബവാഹം സുഭഗം സമൈക്ഷതാം തസ്മേ ബലുർവരുണവാശയന്ദ്രനം സമർഹണം നോപജഹാര പൂർവവൽ നനാമ മൂധ്നാശ്രുവിലോലലോചന സവ്രീഡനീചീന മുഖോപൂഹ സാ ത്ര ഹാസീന മുനീക്ഷ സൽപദീം സുനന്ദനന്ദ്യാതുനുയൈ ഉപാസിതം ഉപേത്യ ഭൂമോ ശിരസാ മഹാമന നനാമ മൂധ്ന പുളകാശ്രുവിക്ലവാഹ ശ്രീ പ്രഹ്ലാദോവാചാം ത്വയൈവ ദത്തം പദമൈന്ദ്രമോചിതം ഹൃദം തദൈവാദ്യതൈവ ശോഭനം മന്യേ മഹാനസ്യ കൃതോ ഹ്യനുഗ്രഹോ വിഭ്രംശിതേയ ശ്രീമാത്മമോഹനാൽ യാ ഹി വിദ്വാൻ വിമുഹ്യതേ യദസ്തൽകോ ജ്യേ ഗതിമാത്മനോ യഥാ തസ്മൈ നമസ്തേ ജഗദീശ്വരായ വൈ നാരായണായ അഖിലലോകസാക്ഷിണേ ശ്രീശുഭവാചാം തസ്യാനുശുണ്ണതോ രാജൻ പ്രഹ്ലാദസ്യ കൃതാഞ്ജലി ഹിരണ്യഗർഭോ ഭഗവാൻ ഉവാചമധുസൂദനം ബദ്ധം വീക്ഷപതീം പതിം സാധ്വി തൽപന്നീ ഭയവിഹുല പ്രാഞ്ജലി പ്രണതോപേന്ദ്രം ഭഭാഷയ വാങ്മുഖീ നൃഭാം വിന്ധ്യാവലിയുവാചാം ക്രീഡാർത്ഥമാത്മനവിധം ഹൃദകൽക്കൃതം തേ സ്വാമ്യം തുത്ര കുതിയോപര ഈശകുര്യോ കർത്തൃപ്രഭോവസ്തവ കിമസ്യതമാവഹന്തി തക്തക്രിയസ്തുതവരോ പിതകർത്തൃവാദാഃ ബ്രഹ്മോവാച ഭൂതഭാവന ഭൂതേശ ദേവദേവ ജഗന്മയ മുഞ്ജൈനം സഫത സർവസ്വം നായമർഹതി നിഗ്രഹം കൃഷ്ണാദീനേന ദത്ത ഭൂർലോകാത്മോർജിതാശ്ചയേ നിവേദിതം ച സർവസ്വം ആത്മാ വിക്ലവയാധിയാം എൽപാദയോരശടതീ സലിലം പ്രദായ ദുർവാങ്കുരൈരഭിവിതായ സതീം സപര്യം അപ്യുത്തമം ഗതിമസോപജതേ ത്രയോഗിം ആശ്വാന വിക്ലോമന കഥമാർത്തിമൃച്ചയൽ ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാചാം ബ്രഹ്മന്യം ഗൃഹാമി തദ്വിഷോ വിധുനോമ്യഹം എന്മത പുരുഷസ്തബ്ദോ ലോകമാം ചാവമന്യതേ യഥാ കദാചിൽ ജുവാത്മാ സംസരൻ നിജകർമ്മഭി നാനായോനിഷു നീശോയം പൗരുഷീം ഗതിമാ വ്രജേൽ ജന്മകർമ്മയോ രൂപം വിദ്യൈശ്വര്യനാധിഭി യദ്യസ്യ ഭവേൽ സ്തംഭ സത്രായം മദനുഗ്രഹാം മാനസ്തംഭ നിമിത്താനം ജന്മാദീനാം സമന്തനാ സർവശ്രയ പ്രതീവാനം ഹന്തമുഖീന വൽപരാം യേഷ ദാനവ ദൈത്യനാം അഗ്രണീ കീർത്തിവർദ്ധന അജയ്ഷീമജയാം മായാം സീതം നവിതമുഹ്യതീ ക്ഷീണരിക്തശ്ചുതാസ്ഥാനാൽ ക്ഷിപ്തോ ബദ്ധശ്ച ശത്രുഭി ജ്ഞാനിമിശ്ച പരിത്യക്തോ യാതനാമനുയാഭിതാം ഗുരുണാബർഷിത ശബ്ദോ ജഹോ സത്യം ന സുപ്രദ ചലൈരുക്തോ മയാ ധർമ്മോ നായം ധജ സത്യവാങ് യേഷമേ പ്രാപിതസ്ഥാനം ദുഷ്പ്രാപമവരൈരവി സുവർണേനന്ദനസ്യായം അവിതേന്ദ്രോ മദാശ്രയാം താവലർ സുതരമധ്യസ്ഥാം വിശ്വകർമ്മ വിനിർമ്മിതം യന്നാഭയോ വ്യാധയശ്ച ക്ലമസ്തന്ദ്രാ പരാഭവ നോപസർഗാനി വസതാം സംഭവന്തി മമേക്ഷയാം ഇന്ദ്രസേന മഹാരാജ യാഹിമോ ഭദ്രവസ്തുതേ സുതലം സ്വർഗി വിപ്രാർത്ഥ്യം ജ്ഞാതിവി പരിവാരിതാം മത്വാമഭിഭവിഷ്യന്തി ലോകേശാഖിമി താൽപര്യം തുച്ഛാസനാധിഗതാൻ ദൈത്യം ശത്രു മേ സുതയിഷ്യതി രക്ഷിഷ്യേ സർവദോഹം ത്വം സാനുഗം സപരിച്ഛദം സദാ സന്നിഹിതം വീര തത്ര മാം ദ്രക്ഷതേ ഭവാൻ തത്ര ദാനവ ദൈത്യാനാം സംഗാലേ ഭാവമാസുര ദൃഷ്ട്വാ മദനുഭാവം വൈ സത്യകുണ്ഠോ വിനക്ഷതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ധേ വാമന പ്രാദുർഭാവേ ബലിവാമന സംവാദോ നാമ ദ്വാവിംശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദം സോ that is the essentially the story of Malsimurti, the fish incarnation appearance in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now there is a question always that if a devastation happens, what kind of devastation will that be? Now
many acharyas have agreement on this, that particularly based on the commentary of the Sridharacharya Swamiji. Sridharacharya Swamiji says that this particular devastation which Satyavrata has experienced is similar to what Markandeya Muni has experienced. What was the speciality of this the devastation was that actually there was no water, there was no floods, nothing. But the king started feeling it's all flooded. What will happen to somebody if somebody start feeling everything is flooded? You can imagine that is the power of Maya. Because when this happened to Markandeya Muni, the same thing happened. Narayana Rishi said to Markandeya, Markandeya Muni, what happened was Markandeya Muni was performing penances. And to disturb Markandeya Muni, Indra sent all the Apsaras women from the heavenly planets, the usual Indra's business. They came here dancing and singing and dancing in front of Markandeya Muni. Because Indra got worried, Markandeya is probably aiming so high that come to take over my position, Indra's normal worry. So anyway, Indra sent this Apsaras woman and they started disturbing his penances and austerities and penances. Markandeya Muni never got affected by that. And at one point, the Apsaras woman got so frightened that if something happens, he might curse us. And then it could be that we could be in another planet suffering more than what we are having at the moment. So they stopped the business then and there and went back to the heavenly planet. So when this thing happened, Narayana Maharshi has not gone far away from there. Because just before this incident, Narayana Maharshi told Markandeya Muni that, do you want to see Maya? He asked Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi's answer was, is Maya so difficult? Is that such a difficult thing, this thing called Maya? I don't think I have any worry about Maya, he said. So Narayana Maharshi, it is then that these Apsaras women came there. So when nothing happened, Narayana Maharshi came back and told Markandeya Muni, my dear Markandeya, you are a very, very nice person. You are the first person I have seen who could win over Maya. Because, you know, Lord Shiva has fallen into this trap once. And what you can talk about anybody else. So if that's the case, then Markandeya particularly was congratulated by Narayana Rishi at that point. And then Markandeya Muni, if it is so difficult, I would like to see that Maya, he said. So it was then that Narayana Rishi has walked Narayana Maharshi's ashram, and where Markandeya Maharshi was performing these penances on the banks of this river called Pushpabhadra. Pushpabhadra is all, this is all in the Badrinath area, in that upper Ghand, Uttarakhand. So that's where this is all happening. That Narayana Maharshi was walking towards his ashram. He told Markandeya Muni, I'm just going back to my ashram. If you feel any difficulty, call for my help, he said. Hardly has moved 6 or 7 feet, Markandeya Muni started thinking that the whole place is flooded with water. And not only that, it was not only flooded with water, he felt that he is swimming in this water. Not only was swimming in the water, he realized that everything what a householder is experiencing in this world, I'm getting married, I'm having children, I'm having problem with my wife, I'm problem with the children, all everything what a householder is experiencing, Markandeya Muni is also experiencing in this Maya. And he at the same time he's swimming also. And all this thing is going on. It's a beautiful story in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 12th canto. On the specific request from Shavinagar Rishi and all the sages present in the Naimisharanyam, Sudha Goswami had to speak about this particular incident. So there, that pralayam, that devastation, what was experienced by Markandeya Muni, is a similar one what Satyavrata also was experiencing now. In reality, it was not a pralayam, but Maya is powerful. Sudeva Goswami, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, is trying to make us aware the strength of Maya. How many of us are we aware of Maya? We, in our understanding, that in this world, we live 70, 80 years, everything goes according to our plan, pay our taxes, pay our mortgage, get our job, get our salary. This is considered to be the reality of this world. Sudeva Goswami is saying that if this is all reality for you, fine, good enough. But when the time death comes, this reality won't be there. All this reality will go. Then you will be start swimming at that time. This way to go.
So to make us aware of all these things, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, these appearance of Maya at different stages has been presented. And Maya is an integral part of the Vedic tradition, that Vedic culture, Vedic literatures are all based, this powerful force known as Maya. So if great personalities like Markandeya Muni and Satyavrata can be affected by Maya, what's our position? What's our situation in that? You can imagine how much we know about Maya. We think that we accept everything. Sometimes we say, I am in Maya, he is in Maya, we say. I don't know what we mean, but we say like that. We say, oh, Prabhu, I was in Maya. Oh, as though you're not in Maya at the moment. We say all these things, but not fully realizing what does this Maya means. And that is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, at a particular instance, Sukadeva Goswami explains what is Maya also. And to understand how you can understand Maya, that comes in the Ekadasi Skandam much later. When the nine sages met Janaka Maharshi, King Janaka in his palace. So that is how the Srimad Bhagavatam is presenting the story. So we will continue with this in the next chapter, next Sunday with the ninth canto will begin, where there's so many important stories in the stories means actual history. Lord Ramachandra's appearance, Ramachandra's administration, Ramachandra's pastimes. Very important. Everything is in the ninth canto. What else is in the ninth canto? Story of Maharaj Ambarish. And Ambarish Maharaj's story for a devotee to know how powerful Krishna consciousness is. To understand that the ninth canto presents us the story of Ambarish, story of Maharaj Ambarish and Dhruvasamani. What else is in the ninth canto? Ninth canto also tells us in briefly that that
Manvantaram Ishanukatha Nirodho Muktirashrayam.
Ishanukatha is the topic discussed in the ninth canto. What does Ishanukatha mean? Ishanukatha means up to this end of eighth canto, we were relishing Krishna's different incarnations. Krishna's different incarnations we were relishing in different ways, how Krishna appeared and performed his different pastimes. But when you come to ninth canto, because all these great manus, the great, starting from Swayambhu Manu onwards, Chakshusham, Vaivasvadam, and all the other, Tamasam, Raivadam, different Manus, all the Manus who have performed their administration so nicely, according to the injunctions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the result was that the Manus got the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a member of their family. This is the great thing what you have to notice here. That if you follow Krishna's instruction, if you follow the injunction of the Shastra, and if the royalty or the royal families follow the instructions of the Shastram and perform the administration accordingly, the result will be that one day the Supreme Personality of Godhead is forced to come and appear in that family. The result was that the solar dynasty got Lord Ramchandra as a member of their family, while the lunar dynasty, Chandravamsham, got Krishna as a member of their family. This was the greatest fortune of these two different dynasties. Suryavamsham or Solar Dynasty and Chandravamsham or the Lunar Dynasty. These two dynasties who ruled this planet for millions and millions of years got the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a member of their family. That is what we are going to see in the ninth canto later. So we will see that on next Sunday. If there is any questions, please. Yes, I would like to, but I don't know, we have no 5 past 7, there's another meeting now. I've got everything, but maybe we'll sing that next Sunday. We'll do that.
You were discussing about Hare Griva. I understand he's a demon and he stole the Vedas.
Yes.
But the name of Hare Griva is also mentioned in the Bhagavatam, that it's the name of the Supreme Lord, and I always get confused.
Yes, yes, the incarnation of the name is Hare Griva as well. Hayagriva is the name of a demon as well as the Krishna's one of the incarnations as
so,
Hayagriva.
So
that's a different time.
That's a different time.
Yes.
That always confuses me.
Yes, yes, I know. The name always confuses, isn't it? Hayagriva was a Hayagriva, the demon appeared at the time when fish incarnation happened. But the other incident, Krishna's appearance as Hayagriva, was another instance where can't remember now where it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. But somewhere it's mentioned, I look up and tell you where it comes in. But that appearance is there. Incarnation.
Idea.
What's that again?
Last class we decided some of devotees. Yeah. One question from Prabhuji's side and one question from Mataji's side. Because we don't
okay.
get a chance to ask the questions.
Yeah, okay. If there's any questions, please.
I just wanted to know, like sometimes it's referred to the three wells, and sometimes it's referred to the 14 wells or the three planetary systems. I don't understand what the difference is.
Yes, the three planetary systems is totally 14 worlds. So one, when you say planetary system, means it's a cluster of planets in there. Bhulogam, that is one cluster of this planet. Heavenly planets, there's another cluster. So generally they will divide them into upper planetary system, middle planetary system, lower planetary system. Three different planetary systems. So totally there are 14 planets in there. But at the same time, for convenience, we will also refer them to as the three planetary systems. That's all. It is easy way of saying the same thing. Huh? So, yes.
You know, we were talking about how Vamanamurti's foot pierced the shell of the universe,
mm-hmm.
and Ganga came down. But in the Ramayana, isn't it the case that one of the, I can't remember who, but one of the ancestors of
Yes. In the Bhagavatam it comes later, in the 10th canto, the appearance of Bhagiratha story, yes.
Right. So
yeah. When the water came from Karanarana Jalam, when it came, there was nobody who could take that pressure. It was so high. Lord Shiva accepted on his head. And from there, it was Bhagiratha who brought it down to the earth.
Oh, from
Lord Shiva, yes. That is Bhagiratha's special penances that helped to bring the water down. So, it was Kabila Muni who told Bhagiratha to do that and to get back his ancestors who were burned in the ashes, were burned into ashes by the eyesight of Kabila Muni. This is the place, a historian, the Vedic conclusion about this is that the the Kabila Muni's ashram, what they are referring to today, is a place what is later on came as California in the States. That is Kabila Muni's ashram. The word has changed into and becomes Kabilashram has become California later. And that is where it may look sound strange, but there is so much Vedic evidence to prove that how much all these things happened all over the world. Because if you look into people who have gone to California, also they will agree with this. There is two islands next to in California called Horse Island and Ash Island. Ash Island and Horse Island. And in the Bhagavatam, very clearly mentions there that the horse island is a place where the horse which was stolen from the sacrifice was taken and tied down there. And that is how that name existed all along. And it is the ash island where by the looks of Kabila Muni, the people who went there to get the horse back, they were burned in his looks. And that is how it became ashes. They became ashes there. And that became the ash island. So this is not ordinary people have spoken, highly learned scholars in the Vedic tradition accounts this, that how much pervading the Vedic culture was at that time in the history. Talking about millions of years ago, this thing has happened, but the name has survived still. So one cannot ignore all these things. And there are so many other things also in the history, that when we read history in conjunction with Srimad Bhagavatam, that's fine. But if we throw away Srimad Bhagavatam and make our own history, then we will end up in all faulty conclusions, and that is the proof of that. So that is how it happened anyway for the Ganges to come. So Bhagiratha performed and pleased Kabila Muni. Kabila Muni gave the instructions to him to perform penances, and the person who went to Kabila Muni could not do it, and it was grandson, I think, it's Bhagiratha who performed it and managed to get it down.
So Ganga came down in two stages.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes.
When Pali Maharaj was informed by Supracharya that Vamanamurti was actually the incarnation of the Supreme Lord,
yes.
Did he consult Prahlad Maharaj for any advice at that time?
Well, he did not consult him, but consideration is there, isn't it? That who is Mahabali? Is his grandson. So if you have to give something to Mahabali, it must be recognizing who he is. As the grandson of Mahabali, hasn't done particularly anything great. But who gave this intelligence to Mahabali to disobey Shukracharya's instructions and to offer everything to Krishna? That needs a lot of courage, isn't it? If somebody tells you that, oh, give everything to temple, will anybody do like that today? I think it's a bit difficult. Think twice about it, isn't it? So here, and that too in a place, position like Mahabali. Mahabali's case is different. Mahabali is not like us. He was not living on a few pounds or a few credit cards. He was the own proprietor of the whole three planetary systems. And it is that Mahabali is saying here that I will offer everything to Vamanamurti. It is just showing that how much they had the faith in the system, in the traditions. And they were so learned and well-versed in the reality of the Absolute Truth and presence of the Supreme Personality that they were absolutely willing to do anything, because they had the knowledge of the Shastram, they had the knowledge of the how the law works, and they were in a higher, highly situated than us. And therefore Mahavi was able to offer everything without any consideration. And that intelligence for Mahabali came because of his taking the blessings of Prahlada. Prahlada Mamandra Namaschakara, that's taking the shelter of Prahlada gave him that special intelligence. Because in this world, if you have to act properly, sometimes we are always confused. Is this the right thing or this is the wrong thing to do? But somebody tells you from inside, act in this particular way, and that is Krishna. And then Krishna gives that intelligence depending on the mercy of the great people, great personality. That is why in the Bhagavatam, always, it is throughout Bhagavatam, you'll find this statement that take the shelter of the Vina Mahalpada Rajobhishekam. Always take the mercy of the great personalities in the Vedic culture. Because Vina Mahalpada Rajobhishekam, if you take the dust from their feet, in other words, doesn't mean that you take 1 kilo and put it on your head. What it means is that you take their instructions seriously and please them by your actions. And by their mercy, if you get their mercy, when we say about great devotees in throughout Bhagavatam and everywhere, you will notice one thing. One devotee is compared to another devotee. In what way? Not saying that he is greater than the other. That's not how they will say. They will say like this. He is a recipient of more mercy from Krishna than the other. That's how they will put it. They will never say that he is greater than the other. That is our way of comparing people. He is greater, he is useless. This is the way we see things. Our mind will go in all wrong directions. Why? Because there is so much dirt inside. And that's what is telling us. We haven't got any realization. But those who are realized and who have got their understanding, they will say, he has received more mercy from Krishna than the other person. That's how they will come. Which is, makes a big difference when you say in that way. So this is what has happened to Mahabali. That Prahlada Muni, Prahlada's special mercy came at that time to make him think and speak in this way, which pleased Vamanamurti so much that you saw what happened after that. Yes, please. No, Lord Shiva is also in all the universes, separately, yes. Yes.
Different Lord
Shiva, yes. Each. Yes. Yes. These three entities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they are present in all the different universes. Millions and millions of universes, they are present there. They're all Krishna's expansions. But sometimes it's we don't have much information about them, what all they are doing there. We have to be satisfied with this universe. Even this universe, we don't have enough knowledge, so we just have to accept it. That is the verdict of the Shastra.
I thought there was only one Lord Shiva because he was like compared as second to Lord Krishna.
Yes, but Shiva's expansions also there exist in other places. Yes. He is very much closer to Krishna in many ways, in all his position and everything. But ultimately, we are concerned about who is the Supreme. And that is, that's only one. That is Supreme Personality, Krishna, who is in the Goloka. Who is in Goloka with Radharani. That is our supreme authority in everything. It is from them that you will see when you come to the 10th canto, all these things are spoken, different devotees and glorifying, starting from Brahma himself, first victim, not realizing that. And he started glorifying, and ultimately, the, you see, Brahma Stuti or Brahma's glorification in the Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the most advanced way of glorification. Why? Because for his position as Lord Brahma, it has to have that standard. It can't be an ordinary glorification. So that's why it's called Bhakti, Jnanam and Vairagyam. The knowledge side also, in that verses in Brahma's prayers, you will notice there that Brahma glorifying Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what you have to remember is that the position of Krishna, as many people think that he is another incarnation, is not true. Krishna is the Supreme Lord Himself. He has come. And that is the way to understand. And also, we have to hear about Krishna from devotees. That's very important, more than anything else. If you start discussing Krishna with the university professors and others, you will end up in trouble. Because what will happen is, I'm saying to you this because there is always a tendency to appreciate that these big, big universities have got the knowledge and they have the, what they say must be true, because after all, they hold all the jobs and they maintain fantastic buildings and there's a huge set of books there and they're considered to be very intelligent doctorates, everything they have. That's all very nice. But Sri Shivan says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you start discussing Krishna with them, one day what will happen is, you will start thinking that Krishna is also one among us, is not different than us. These thoughts will start coming up strongly in our mind. And this is precisely the reason that Krishna consciousness is to be studied and heard from devotees who have accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you are not accepted Krishna, then you cannot speak about Krishna. You won't understand who is Krishna. You will start thinking that this professor said that, professor said that, and you will give all kinds of explanations to everything. You may study everything, all the books, all the knowledge in this world, but at the end, you won't come to this conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is where we will miss the boat. Yes, why he put that? He has a reason for doing that.
Could you say the question?
Yes. Mohan Prabhu was saying, why is that Jayadeva Goswami in his prayers of 10 incarnations of Krishna, it's a beautiful prayer in the Gita Govinda. Why did Jayadeva Goswami mention Jayadeva Goswami's priorities, Malsyam, Kurmam, Varaham, Narasimham? That is how he has put it in there. The reason for that is that Jayadeva Goswami wanted to present it in a way based on the theory of evolution. He was not talking about Charles Darwin that time. He was doing it from the moot point that Malsyam incarnation, which is Krishna has taken different forms. Malsyam, Kurmam, Varaham, Narasimham, they are all different forms. Now, we consider sometime, human nature is, that how can God appear as a fish? How can God appear as a tortoise? How can God appear as a boar? All these kind of questions will come to our head. And we start thinking about it. And then eventually we will reject all these things. We will say, oh, that's completely, what do you say? We will say that we can't accept that. This is not possible. God has to be like us, another with two-handed form somewhere. That's fine. But what you have to remember is, Krishna doesn't have any Bheda Buddhi. He doesn't think as fish, tortoise, in any way different in everything. He is present there as super soul there in every living entity. This bodily concept of life is so strong in our mind that we cannot see anything outside the bodily concept of life. This is our main problem. So when we see like that, we start comparing. Malsyam is lower than Kurmam. Kurmam is lower than Varaham. Varaham is lower than Narasimham. Narasimham is lower than Vamanam. Vamanam is lower. All this kind of consideration comes. Jayadeva Goswami didn't want that troubled mind to go through that. So he decided he will put it in a way which will appeal to our mind. So he started with the fish, which is the lowest of all the, in our view, which is the lowest. But upon Krishna's view, there is nothing lowest. Everything is equal, the same as far as Krishna is concerned. So eventually, Jayadeva Goswami says there that ultimately all these things are the incarnations from Krishna. So Krishnaya Dubhyam Nama. That is how he concludes that. We have to sing that song because it is such an important song in the Gita Govindam that one should at least study that song and remember those verses in the Gita Govindam. Because this is the only song which Srila Prabhupada has taken from Gita Govindam and taught us seriously. There is also another song, only Shrita Kamalavaja Mandala Krishna, that is also there. But this is one song which Srila Prabhupada often sang for the pleasure of the devotees, and you can also, I think, get that cassette today, Prabhupada singing that song. It's one of the finest song what Prabhupada loved and relished so much. And many in the olden days, everybody used to sing these songs, but now it is all gone. We want the minimum. We want to do the very minimum. We say minimum is 16 rounds. We'll do that, and that's it. So. Yes. Yes.
By Joseph Goswami. I think Prabhupada wrote that Chaitanya Prabhu, Lord Gauranga, used to ask his friends and his disciples yes. to sing this.
Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar to sing this song often. And not only that, because you see, the song is so filled with Jayadeva Goswami's ecstasy that when personality like Srila Prabhupada sings that, it will hit you so strongly. It is sung so nicely that devotion in the heart of Prabhupada will comes through that song when you hear that. And when and you can understand that this particular song is sung in front of the deity in so many temples in India only because of one thing, because it was composed by a personality like Jayadeva Goswami. And it is his composition and his position as one of the greatest authority. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as an authority on the science of Krishna consciousness. So that's how it came about. Okay, we'll stop there. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.